absolutely lost for words. I had lads out there who were dead on their feet. They gave me absolutely everything. I couldn't ask for more.
We didn't. We made it hard for ourselves. You know, the first half we weren't great. You know, we give two poor goals away. Not like Connors Key at all. You know,
I didn't want to see that. You spoiled all the good work. Okay, get on with it.
I'm Bethan from the Covey Army, and you're listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Webber and Jonah.
So we thought the wind would take the sails out of our JD Welsh Cup weekend last weekend. It wasn't actually. It was Llangefni who blew us away and got themselves in the round four draw. Welcome to the JD Welsh Cup / JD Welsh Premier League podcast with me, Mark Webber, and Mark Jonah Jones. We're going to rattle through what happened last week. Look forward to both some cracking league and cup games to come. Let's start with that Welsh Cup then. There is only one name that really stuck out in terms of a mega achievement that weekend. Llangefni Town beating Llanelli. Next stop for them will be Llandudno in the Welsh Cup. But first, let's hear from Chris Roberts, the manager of Llangefni Town.
Absolutely lost for words. The lads have been absolutely fantastic there. I said in an interview in the week that we would play with no fear. We'd give it everything we've got. And as you can see on the highlights on Monday night, I had lads out there who were dead on their feet. They gave me absolutely everything. I couldn't ask for more.
And you obviously, it's one thing to formulate a game plan, it's another thing to stick to it. And yeah, you know, you had the Llanelli pretty well covered today.
Yeah, we did our homework on them. We did have a game plan and everybody stuck to it. We knew exactly what was required and what everybody's roles were, and they all carried them out, to be fair. So no, I'm happy. I'm really, really happy.
And people might look at the scoreline and see 1-0. Oh, it's a nice cup win. But the truth is, it could have been 2-3, maybe even 4.
Yeah, we hit the post first half, had another chance, cleared off the line. We had one offside that hit the back of the net in the second half. Yeah, we could have scored 2 or 3, to be honest.
And you said to me in the week that the boys deserved this experience. I mean, they've certainly taken advantage of it, haven't they?
Oh, definitely. Like I say, you'll see how much it means to all of us. You can see all the fans and stuff behind the goal today. They were the 12th man. I know it's been put about all week that we needed them to be the 12th man, and they really were. The committee members, everybody, they deserve this. They deserve to be in the quarterfinals.
It's a very exciting time for football and Anglesey in general. I mean, the Statos will probably be correcting me, but I'm not sure the last time an Anglesey team got to this stage of the competition. So you must be thrilled to sort of be flying the flag, not just for Llangefni, but for an island that you're very proud of as well.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, I'm lost for words. It's absolutely outstanding, and the boys deserve it. They absolutely deserve it, and the people of Llangefni, the fans, the committee members, they all deserve this. And like you say, it's fantastic that Llangefni from Welsh Alliance Division 1 is flying the flag for Anglesey.
Look, we've had a season where we've already seen Cambrian and Clydach blow people away in the Nathaniel Cars Cup, and we thought that was amazing for a club their size. And now we're looking at Llangefni, who have taken a Welsh Premier League side out, could take another one out in the next round.
Yes, Mark, I think it's a couple of seasons since a team from, you know, two leagues below have knocked the Welsh Premier Club out. I may be wrong, but it's a tremendous achievement by Llangefni. Congratulations to Chris Roberts and his players. Llanelli had hit a bit of form, by the way. You know, the last couple of weeks they started the season, as we know, not very well, but they're still in the race to stay in the Welsh Premier League. And I can tell you, I know a few of them, and they're confident of going all the way and staying in the Welsh Premier League. So this is no cup upset against a team who weren't going to fight to stay in the Welsh Premier League. So it's a tremendous achievement for Llangefni, and you have to say, you know, well done. It doesn't happen very often, but it is a tremendous achievement for them, and well done.
Newtown again, this has to be a bit of a shock because Rhyl beat them. Let's hear from Eddie Morris-Jones after him winning that game.
The lads have enjoyed that. You know, again, you know, can't give them enough credit for the way they've approached that second half. I know a lot of teams could have maybe hit, you know, just got caught up in the sort of moment of playing a Welsh Prem side and not played up to it, but the lads have dug in, they've listened to what we've asked of them, and they've really, really stepped up and played for each other there, and especially played for Rhyl.
And the man on the other side of that result, Chris Hughes, is the Newtown manager.
It's disappointing, frustrating, because it's a cup competition, you want to do well in it, and we haven't gone through, we've lost the game, but it's obviously disappointing, frustrating, and, you know, tough to take at the moment, but You know, we've got to bounce back next week now against Llandudno, though. That's you know, we get that opportunity now in front of the live TV cameras next Saturday.
You know, Rilla Formula Welsh Cup holders, Jonah, it seems a bit odd. It sort of sticks in the throat a bit to say that this was an upset because of Rilla's heritage in this cup.
Yeah, you could be right, Mark, but just don't forget, they do know that Rilla are playing well. They're really playing well this season, but Newtown are in the top six of the JD Welsh Premier League, and they would have started as warm favourites, especially at home. I think the boys at Newtown would be really, really disappointed because I think they've seen the cup final held at their ground last year, don't forget, Latham Park, and it was one of the better Welsh Cup finals, the best held Welsh Cup final, you know, put on a show as a final for, you know, the last 10, 20 years. So I'm sure they would have wanted to be a part of that again. I haven't seen what it's all about the cup final day, but it's a big upset for me, Mag. I couldn't see Chrissy Hughes' team getting beat at home to Rill, but congratulations to Eddie and his team.
And they play Cambridge and Clinic in the next round. Some people might say, as we look through that round four draw, they've got the easiest tie, but I don't know. Nobody wants to play Cambridge and Clinic at home, do they?
Well, Cambridge and Clinic, you know, against Rill. Perhaps Cambridge will now start that game as favourites. This time last year, Cambridge and Rill, you'd have said Rill would have been warm favourites, like we said, with their cup heritage and everything. But there's no doubting that Dane Williams is... Cam Bryan are the Welsh Football's Cup Kings of the Year. They've done everything to make the Nathaniel Carr's Cup Final. Now they go out, and it's a great result for them at Denbigh, by the way. They're 1-0 down, you know, with a few minutes to go. They end up winning 2-1. They are the Cup Team, the Welsh Cup Team of the Year so far, whether they're going to win anything. But what a season they've had. Tremendous.
And I tell you who else benefited from that. The nightclubs of Liverpool apparently did a rare trade that Saturday because the Cambrian and Clinic boys were out spending their win bonuses from the Nathaniel Cup in Liverpool on Saturday.
Hey, I'll tell you what, I bet there was some made-up Beatle bands there, mate, on Saturday night. I heard they got a couple of good singers down there in Cambrian. Perhaps we'll have to try and get them to give us a number in the final, the Nathaniel Carr's Cup final itself, but that's a way, Mark, football team. You're up in North Wales, it's a special day for you. You've won the game anyway. Well, they most probably got to the pubs and just, you know, the dreamland for a young footballer. Brilliant stuff and congratulations.
Well, let's see if there's more days like that to come for them. A very interesting round four draw then. Connors Quay Nomads will face Carmarthen Town after, let's face it, we weren't expecting a bit of a rough time for Connors Quay Nomads. They had to take the game to extra time to win.
And they've had to dig in, Mark. They've had to dig in really deep there. Gilsfield going 2-0 ahead. You know, there's no excuses at this. You know, we said the competition, that you talk about 3Gs, you talk about pitches and things like that. Andy Morrison and Craig Harrison will tell you, once you're in the cup, you've got to play what you play on. And they really had to dig in. It was interesting to see the footage on Scotty World, the highlights of Craig Harrison really having a go at the players in the centre of the pitch. You know, obviously saying to them, hey, everything we've done so far this season, we might waste if we get knocked out today. So, you know, you've got to give credit where credit's due. Brilliant performance by Gilsfield. Fantastic come by Connors Quay. 2-0 down, loads of pressure on. They end up winning 4-2 after extra time. Like I said last week, it's all about getting in the hat for the next round, and they're in the hat.
Well, you mentioned Craig Harrison having a go. I dread to think what Andy Morrison said to him at half-time, but let's hear from Craig Harrison after that game.
First half, we weren't great. You know, we give two poor goals away, not like Connors Quay at all, you know. Two set plays, which would be desperately disappointing. We'll look back at the DVD and analyse them, and we've got to do better. We'll spend a lot of time with set plays for and against, and we did this week leading up to it, but, you know, we'll let them take a lead. It's probably the only really way they were going to score a goal, to be honest, in the day. But fair play to the lads. We'll come in half time, bit of composure, and, you know, we changed a couple of things and just said, you know, yous have got to win this situation, we need to get out of it. And the lads were fantastic, you know. They really, you know, second half they performed fantastic and, you know, stood up as men, and, you know, counted, and, you know, and, you know, we're in the end, we probably could have scored 6 or 7, to be honest, you know. But fair play to Gilsfield, to put under pressure, and it was a tough game.
So, just checking back on that draw, Jonah, before we move on to other stuff. Carmarthen Town against Connors Quay Nomads, and late breaking news from the Cup, Balor have won. They will play Haverford West County. I presume Wayne Jones would love that for a home tie, though.
They're a big club, but they just, the last couple of years, they, you know, they floated around. They got relegated then, and they're back in the Welsh League First Division, but they're going well, they're second. And any of these Welsh League clubs, as Cambrian and Clydach have proved in the Nathaniel Cup, they get a home draw, they'll fancy their chances. There's, you know, if you're in a cup competition now, gone are the days of, you know, giants coming and smacking people 6 or 7 nil. I think it's just goes to show the standard is improving all over. And yeah, Wayne and Alfred West County fancy anybody at home.
And Airbus squeaked through on a penalty shootout against Porthmadog, and they'll host the new Saints now, sort of going back in time into a Welsh Premier League game. Aberystwyth against Cardiff Mets. Llangefni, as we said, will play Llandudno next. Barrytown United will host Kevin Druids. I've saved the best to last, Jonah, because when this came out of the hat, there wasn't a half a reaction on Heno, and I think wider than that. Bangor City against Carnarvon Town. Oh, the memories come flooding back.
Oh, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I mean, Ebsy was on there, wasn't he? And he said, oh, the biggest draw in the next round could be, we're all hoping for Bangor and Carnarvon. Straight out of the hat. Straight out of the hat. Brilliant draw. I mean, the Bangor fans, you know, they'll be missing the Welsh Premier League, mate, and this will make up for it a little bit for them, because they'll be there in their numbers. The Carnarvon fans will be there in their numbers because they're the top dogs up the north at the moment. It'll be a tremendous game, I think, I'm sure. I hope I'm overstepping a mark, but it's odds on in my book to be the game. The live Scorio game, it'd be almost impossible for it not to be. I think we could have a crowd of 2,500 there, Mark. And it'll be a game everybody in Welsh football will be keeping their eye on. You couldn't call it either way.
No, I agree with you. It'd be interesting to see. I mean, even if it is the Scorio game, I still think that crowd, this will surely be the best crowd of the season in all Welsh football, won't it?
Oh, definitely. I think it'll be, hey, listen, if it's a 7:30 kickoff as well, I think the crowd will be rather merry by 7:30 up there, and it'll be entertaining to say the least. It's the game everybody wanted up north. It's fantastic. Look, we should be really happy. It's almost a cup final in the fourth round. They don't often get ones as big as this, but this is a massive game in the fourth round of this cup, and good luck to both teams, and let's get it on.
It's the game everybody in North Wales wants to see, except for North Wales police.
I didn't want to say that, and you spoiled all the good work. Okay, get on with it.
Oh, well, there might be some overtime in it, you never know. I'm sure they'd be delighted. Anyway, whatever happens, it is going to be a great game, and the ties are going to be played over the weekend of the 25th and 26th of January. Right, Jonah, let's move on to the Welsh Premier League, because it's bread and butter stuff again this weekend now. Before we do talk about the games ahead, sometime during this podcast, by the time you're listening to it, you will know the player of the month and the manager of the month. So I'm not going to say who they are, but I'm going to go through the nominations, and they come from the same clubs for both competition. Neil Smothers, Sean Eardley, Neville Powell and Colin Caton up for manager of the month. And you have to say, it's hard to call the four, isn't it?
Yeah, I haven't got a list in front of me, Mac, of the games and their results, but they're in there for one reason. They've all done well this month, and every time somebody wins this manager of the month or player of the month award, you're always going to get somebody at the other end thinking, we should have won it, or somebody else should have won it. But hey, if you're nominated for it, right, you're doing well, and that's what it's all about.
Well, in my view, for Colin Caton, is consistency. Balor have been consistent with their performances, and you know, the irony is they go under the radar a bit because everybody's talking about the consistent wins by Nomads, or you know, then again, they're also talking about Neville Powell at Aberystwyth because of the wins that we're not expecting from them. And then you talk about Neil Smothers because he seems to have turned the ship around at Carmarthen.
Well, look, they got a they've had to dig in, and he'll tell you, Smudger will tell you how tough it's been. You know, he hasn't been able to tread water, has he, in his first full year of managing. They've been chucked right in the deep end, and he's doing a great job. And who knows if he could get his team into finish about... I think if he finished 8th, I think it'd be a brilliant season for him. And that's, you know, it's, that's not painting over nothing. If he finished 8th, they're through the Welsh Cup. They got a big game now. And were they to have take Connors Key scalp in the Welsh Cup, it'd mean they're doing even better. But things are going okay at Carmarthen, and Smothers is doing a good job for me.
And then on the players' side, well, look, again, it's the same sort of story, isn't it? Stephen Thames has been consistent. Declan Walker's been a bit of a revelation, as has Nathan Craig. And Liam Thomas has been part of that revival for Carmarthen.
It's what we talked about a couple of weeks ago, Mark. Every team who have good runs, there's people usually putting a ball in the net. And then four names you have been putting a ball in the net regularly. Tremendous for Nathan Craig, obviously. Yeah, he takes a set pieces and stuff, but you still got to put him in, mate. And that's a tremendous achievement for him. Walker is pushed up into midfield, and he's hitting the back of the net all the time. And the other two, you know, Thames, well, he's top scorer in the league now with Greg Draper. He's been his first season, right? So that's a fantastic achievement for him. And Liam Thomas has been getting goals ever since he's played in this league. So again, tough one to call.
Well, there's no rest for the wicked for Balor, is there? Because after having to play this rearranged game on Tuesday with Flint in the Cup, on Friday, back in action, boys, and no less, you're hosting TNS.
Oh, brilliant. You know, everything is going well for them at the moment. I think if you're busy, you're usually doing well. It means you're still in Cup competitions. I know they were a bit unlucky, but I think we said it on Saturday, Floodlights, they went to Sunderland and Accrington Stanley, didn't they? They could go anywhere. They can go to any ground in the world. It just happens sometimes in football. But they just got to get themselves back together. They'll be favourites for tonight. I'll be surprised if this goes out tomorrow and there's not still in the Cup. But big game again. TNS, big game again. But they'll fancy it, I think. And if they were to get a win on Friday evening, this would really open this league right up. So there'll be a lot of people looking at Maesteghead on Friday night, and very, very interested. I think it's the game that most other managers will be looking at, especially the ones in the top, which is not involving their own teams.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. If Balor get 3 points here, even if they get 1 point, I think they open up the chasing pack to 4, not 3, as we would say here. But however, if Aberystwyth win away at Carnarvon on Friday, I would also put in a bet that Aberystwyth could be considered as being part of that 4 chasing pack then, because, you know, that they're only going to be 3 points behind anybody else if that happens.
Yeah, but that's what we keep saying, Mark. I keep saying anyway. Yeah, you tell a changing room when they're about 4 points off the top of the league with 15 games to go that they're not involved in the race for the title. They'll tell you, we've all been educated football-wise to play things down now. The manager doesn't want you to say anything. The players usually are educated enough to say nothing. I'm telling you, every time they come in, after every win, they'll be kicking a changing room door down and screaming their heads off, winning with a shout. That's the brutal honesty, right? If they keep winning, they're in with a shout.
Cardiff Met played Llanelli, both of them wanting wins, in my view, for different reasons. But how much does that cup defeat affect Llanelli mentally? And we have to say, Cardiff Met was strong at Tom Pentre, but towards the end of the match, because, of course, Tom Pentre did take an early lead.
Yeah, well, that shows, again, credit to Christian Edwards and the Met lads. They've come over a rocky period, for a couple of weeks, they did have a rocky period. The first time we talked on the podcast, that it was the first time they'd had a rocky period in 5 or 6 years. And they've come back with wins against, or a point at TNS. They've knocked Connors Key out of the Cup, and they've knocked Tom Pentre out of the Cup away from home. That is saying to people, we're doing okay. We'll still be around at the end of the season. We're in one Cup final, and we'll still be in a shout of trying to get in the Europa League playoffs. And that would make for a good season for them.
And then you've got Carmarthen and Druids also wanting points to sort of, you know, carry on with a bit of a kickstart that they've had recently. So Carmarthen will play Barry, and Cavan Druids will play the Nomads.
Yeah, both great games, Mark. And the Friday night, Carmarthen and Barry, that'll be a decent there will be a decent crowd down there. Like we said, both teams, Barry, they had a great win in the Cup, 4-1 after extra time. Penabon put up a tremendous performance and took Barry to the wire, but their experience and their, I think Rhys Griffiths said after the game, that their Welsh Premier League nous got them through, which is, I would agree with that, they've done well towards the end, but it'll be a great game. Carmarthen won well in the Cup, 3-0 at Goitre United, so great game could be at the Old Gold on Friday evening.
And the Scotia game, Newtown against Llandudno now, and I would imagine Newtown will be having Chris Hughes ringing in their ears, demanding a sort of recovery from that Welsh that Welsh Cup loss, and Llandudno certainly need the points.
Well, listen, they both had different weekends, didn't they? Llandudno did well and won at Britain Ferry. The Britain Ferry was not an easy place to go, I'm telling you. And they've got a 3-2 victory, I think it was, and they'll be over the moon with that. And on the other hand, you know, the other game, they're trying to get over. Newtown are trying to get over, you know, the defeat last week against Real. So Chris Hughes will want nothing more than a sparkling performance from his team. They had a good football inside Real. Newtown, I love watching them play. They get the ball forward, they pass it really well. Llandudno, after one win and scoring three goals, could this be the time to start turning their league form round? They've had they haven't had the greatest of times since August. Let's be honest. Were they to get another two wins before Christmas, it could get them up to the bottom two, and it could give everybody a smile on their face at Llandudno. So there's all to play for.
We're at the business end of this first half of the season, Jonah. You know, the games come thick and fast now. The Christmas, New Year doubleheaders, the split not far after that. What's it like when you're looking up or looking down and wondering whether you're going to fall across that line? What's this month like?
I think, Mark, you can go back to the... go through them all. Alex Ferguson, you can go through Marino, you can go through even nowadays the Cardiff City manager, Warnock. I think they've been telling everybody, come around the end of October and early November, it's a massive period, the Christmas period, in anybody's footballing calendar. You usually play a couple of games more than you should be playing. And the doubleheaders especially, you win one and you really fancy the second one. You lose one and you're under pressure to win the second one. So this is a great time. It's a great idea brought in, by the way, that when they did do it. I think it's been excellent. And it's just, this is... You know, it's almost like cup final weekend over a week where everybody, all the fans can come out there. You know, usually got time off work, so it boosts the crowd. But it's a massively important part of a Welsh Premier League season. And if you go in undefeated over the Christmas period, it usually helps you out a lot.
We'll be back in 7 days. Say goodbye, Jenna.
Yeah, nice one, Mac. All the best.